And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right. Welcome back, my friends, to this episode of the Political Cesspool. I'm one of your hosts for this evening. I'm Winston Smith, along with James Edwards, and we are pleased and privileged to have with us once again Reverend Ted Pike from the National Prayer Network, and we are talking about the pending hate crimes legislation that is weaseling its way through the halls of Congress. It's something that we need to be on top of. We need to take very seriously because our enemies, and make no mistake about it, they are our enemies. They are newly emboldened and freshly empowered, and they mean to take full advantage of their newfound status. I want to remind you to once again go to www.truthtellers.org, and there you can click on the 9-minute and 57-second video that's right there on the front page, and you can learn everything you need to know to take action on this. And folks, if you belong to any organizations that have any kind of clout at all or any kind of membership, you need to be on the line with those organizations demanding that they do what you're going to do, and that is call your elected representatives and squash these things. This is serious business. If these things pass, it will be the final nail in the coffin of the already declining body that is the United States of America. Also, I want to remind you that the phone line is open. You can call in and ask Reverend Pike a question at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. And I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity, Reverend Pike, to pose a question to you that our staff announcer, the Lord of the Board, Mr. Art Frith, wanted me to ask you. And he wanted to know if you had any thoughts about Obama reversing the ban on stem cell lines.
No, I guess I've had a pretty narrow focus on hate crimes legislation and what Obama does or does not do and some of these other issues. I'm just not in an area of expertise on that.
Well, I promised Art Frith that I would ask, and so there it is. Promise fulfilled. We at the Political Cesspool, we fulfill our promises. Let's see. Go back to my list of questions. Well, this is a short segment. I think we have maybe about a minute or so left. So, Reverend Pike, are you familiar with any situation in Canada, which seems to be the model for what America is becoming? Are you familiar with any situation in which a sodomite has ever been prosecuted for criticizing a minister or a Christian?
Absolutely not. There's a very strong bias in all of these hate crimes bureaucracies against Christians, white male Christians especially. And, of course, many Christians have been victims of verbal intimidation, if not outright hate crimes, violence, and so on. And yet the hate crimes Gestapo, the police, the tribunal systems always turn a blind eye to that kind of thing. And if there's any kind of a redress of such grievance, it'll be under the old English law, but not under the hate crimes protections.
Well, it seems that these hate crimes bills, they get more and more sinister with each incarnation. And once again, folks, this I can't say it enough. We have got to get on the ball with this one. There are three of them that are working against us, and the time is short. It's almost as short as it is with this segment. So stay with us once again, and we'll be right back. After this break, you're listening to The Political Cesspool on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here we come, walk down the street, we get funniest looks.
Don't go away, there's plenty more of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We'll be right back. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here, along with Winston Smith and, of course, Ted Pike, who you've been hearing from for the last few segments. And our time with Ted is never long enough, and we have a few more minutes with him tonight, so we want to take full advantage of that by going to the phones. Phone lines are open. Winston, as you can see, phone lines are backing up. And coming up a little bit later, folks, don't forget we're going to examine the whole debacle with Rush Limbaugh, Michael Steele, which is, of course, very trivial compared to the very grave concerns we are raising with Ted Pike right now. And on that note, Winston, I'd like to turn it back over to you.
All right, let's go right to the phones. We have Terry in California. Terry, are you there?
Yes, hello.
You have a question for Reverend Pike?
Yes. What he's talking about, I seem to remember something. It was either in the early 90s or late 80s when Governor Wilson was governor of California, called the Religious Protection Act, which was saying if you discriminate against anyone on religious grounds, you could be fined and all these penalties and so forth. I remember speaking to the church saying, well, if that goes through, how can you have absolutes if they say what's your absolute? If your position offends someone, you know, a Nazi could join a synagogue and say, well, you know, their religion offends me, so now that church gets closed down and so forth. And I said, how do you define church? What if you have a church in your home? And then the federalists said, well, you've broken a law. What are you going to do, put a lien on your house or what? I wonder if this is some sort of variation. What was tried? I can't remember the exact year. It was the early 90s or late 80s.
Well, it certainly is. These are speech crimes laws, thought crimes laws, and so on. And I'm sure you're very aware that you're very far downriver now since that time in California. Under Governor Schwarzenegger's SB 777, it's now considered a virtual crime to criticize homosexuality in the public school system of California. In fact, if any pupil, any teacher, any administrator in any way makes any kind of aspersions against homosexuality for health reasons, for biblical, spiritual reasons, or whatever, the staff will be fired, the child will be expelled from school. That's in effect, it went into effect, in fact, January 1st in the state of California, and we're waiting now for the first to test cases on that. California is way ahead of us here. I'm living in Oregon. We still don't have that kind of a law here, although we do have a law making it a Oregon state crime to discriminate in any way against homosexuality in hiring and firing in real estate and so on. And our law here in Oregon is very similar to ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would empower the federal government to put those kinds of obligations and restrictions and penalties on all Americans. But over in Colorado, Governor Ritter signed into law SB 200, which makes it a state hate crime for businesses in Colorado to argue against homosexuality or discriminate in any way. So these are coming not only on the federal level, but on the state level. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, is very proud that it convinced 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of its model anti-hate crimes law. And we just simply have to stand up and scream to our members of the House and Senate right now, we will not stand for a hate crimes bureaucracy being established in America on the federal level like they have in Canada, which will take away free speech.
Thank you for your call, Terry. We appreciate it. Dan in Houston, you're in the political cesspool with Winston Smith, James Edwards, and Reverend Ted Pike.
Yes, sir, Reverend Pike. Yes, sir, I was wondering, what do you think of the John Birch Society? And have you heard of the FBI agent Ted Gunderson, who retired agent? He says that Texas is infested with child molesters in our government, which, in fact, the state of Texas, some citizens here went to the federal, state court saying there were child molesters involved in, the Child Protective Services, which I personally know is true.
Dan, that is an interesting topic, and it is important to us, but I think it's not really in Reverend Pike's specialty. I would ask you to save that and call us back when we do deal with Second Amendment issues, which we do frequently. But thank you for calling. Thank you for thinking of us. And do call us back when we do discuss Second Amendment issues. So let's go to Jane in Kansas. Jane, you're in the political cesspool with Winston Smith, James Edwards, and Reverend Ted Pike.
Yes, Reverend Pike, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of push the envelope a little bit, and I'd like to get to fundamental principles. Instead of talking about this amendment and this Senate bill, let's discuss Christian fundamental principles. Now, it seems to me that divine law says that statute and any man-made law that's an unjust law, okay, is no law. So the Christians are not obligated to follow unjust man-made laws, okay? Now, I think what's at the heart of people no longer caring about getting on these campaigns and phoning this representative or phoning that senator is because the other side is more fired by its convictions than Christians are.
Yes.
The one question that I come to that tells me this is, why are the unborn children not worthy of a physical defense of their lives?
Yeah.
Excellent question, Jane. Thank you very much. Reverend Pike, you have your response?
Yeah. What we have here is a crisis of courage, especially out of the pulpits in America. The pastors are, you realize that evangelical pastors today, by and large, are forbidding their congregations to discuss abortion, to discuss homosexuality, even to discuss things like this. And we recently had a sodomite mayor of Portland, Oregon, who went back to that pig fest debacle there in Washington, D.C. He's elected the mayor of Portland, an open sodomite. He came home, and there was a big scandal about him being involved with an 18-year-old boy. He admitted he was involved with that, and there was a big torchlight protest of all the homosexuals came out by the hundreds to basically vote with their actions for his reinstatement and his security of his position as the mayor of Portland. But do you think the evangelical churches, thousands, tens of thousands of evangelicals, came out to protest that he be kicked out of the mayorship of the city of Portland? There were only just a tiny handful of Christians who appeared there. And the Christians are afraid of the homosexuals. They're afraid the homosexuals will burn down their churches here in Portland. And basically, the Christians are like in the Old Testament, where the Israelites were hiding out in caves and saying, don't you know that the Midianites are rulers over us? We're in a state of cowardice. And I think that this phenomena of the silence of the Christian right, the relative lack of response I'm getting to protest against the hate bill, is a manifestation of an increasing weariness, an increasing lack of real spiritual fight in the Christian conservative ranks.
Reverend Pike, thank you for that response, and I agree with you. We are definitely lacking some fire. We don't need any more programs. We don't need anything other than the same fire that took over the early church.
Yes.
And that's what we need. We need people to drop to their knees and to pray, and of course to contact their elected officials. But folks, we need to get on fire about this.
Do you realize, Winston, that if I had all the people, even a small fraction of the people, that Christians who flood into the average Christian rock concert, I could defeat the hate bill in Congress right now? Instead, our polls show that only about 250 people have called in there over the past 2 weeks to the House Judiciary members, averaging between 0 to 15 a day at the maximum. And yet thousands of people come in to honor and sway and adulate the latest rock star phenomenons in Christian evangelicalism. This is obscene. This is unbelievable.
It is. Reverend Pike, the thing that I find so astounding about this is that just a couple of short decades ago, this would never have seen the light of day. Now it is nearly an accomplished fact. And I don't know if people realize the full import of this, but these two pieces of legislation have the effect of criminalizing you.
Yes.
John Q. Public, Joe Average. If you say anything that your average everyday sodomite takes offense at, you can become a federal criminal. Do you hear that? A federal criminal. You can be put into federal prison. You will have a federal criminal record. Does that not resonate with you? If it does, then you need to get on the horn first thing Monday morning, and you need to register your strongest opposition to this legislation, and you need to go to www.truthtellers.org, and you need to learn the specifics of this legislation so that you know what you're talking about. This is incredibly serious business. This has the potential to affect the generations of your children for a long, long time to come in very profound ways. Reverend Pike, we're coming up on one more break. Could I please implore you to stay on for
You can keep me on as long as you want to. No problem.
Well, that's one of the things we love about you. You know, we could come into a show wholly unprepared and have you on, and we could just say, "Hello, Reverend Pike, how are you?" And then you would go on, and we could go out and get a hamburger and then come back. And the show
would be good, too. The show would be good.
It would. Never a dull moment with Reverend Ted Pike. He's one of the most prepared and articulate guests we've ever had. But it's time to go to another break, folks. Stay with us on the Political Cesspool. We'll be right back with more of Reverend Ted Pike.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let's get to
Woo! Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tee, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores. And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show. James Edwards here, a man who happily played second fiddle tonight to Winston Smith during the interview with Reverend Ted Pike. I know Ted's still with us. Reverend Pike, when Winston found out you were going to be our guest again this week, he asked if he could have the opportunity to interview you extensively, and I gladly gave that to him, and I have just been sitting here very happy with the product. And before you go, my friend, I want to thank you again for being so generous with your time with us tonight. But I'd like to take one more call and then give you the opportunity to give out that contact information one more time. Keith in Indiana, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I've spoken with Ted a few times on this, too. Now, number one, the Congress doesn't work for the American people. They work for the United States Corporation, which is bankrupt and in receivership to the international bankers, who happen to be a group of people who call themselves Jews. You're not going to defeat this bill. They didn't put it in before because they weren't ready. They just test the waters. They do it. You got it all Dem Congress anyway, even if an election had, this is not an election year. I think a better strategy might be to start suing about the Babylonian Talmud and the hate speech in it.
Okay, Keith, you bring up some good points there, but Ted, now this has been defeated several times in the past, has it not?
We've defeated it five times over the last 10 years. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, is the godfather of all hate crimes legislation. They first introduced it in 1998, and they've been recycling it every couple of years since then. In fact, we did defeat this bill last session of Congress by an act of divine providence, as well as the calling in of the American people. We also defeated five other pieces of Orwellian legislation, or at least set them back, put them, killed them in committee, and so on. So we have a wonderful record, especially in the previous Congress, of massively setting back the globalist Orwellian agenda in both the House and the Senate. And I just want to tell people that, lest they be disheartened. Yes, we've had some setbacks. We've seen Ron Paul defeated. We've seen Obama come in and so on. But there still is a God in heaven who presides over this republic, who is waiting, willing, if the people will humble themselves before him, will repent of their sins and turn to him and take action, I believe we can defeat this legislation again.
Well, you've done it before, Ted. You've certainly provided us with a blueprint for success in doing this. And again, folks, we got to follow the people who have proven leadership and gotten us positive results. Ted Pike's one of those men, really at the top of the class of those sort of men. And before we run out of time, Ted, give out that website one more time. We can't reiterate it enough and
yes,
what people should do.
The website is www.truthtellers.org. The important thing right now after the program is come to truthtellers.org, punch in right on the homepage to our 10-minute video. It will explain exactly what these two bills intend, how they intend to take away our freedom and corrupt our young people. And then make absolutely sure that you also get those 40 members of the crucial House Judiciary Committee that is now, right now, contemplating these bills. I believe we can so intimidate them that they can decide it's not worth taking another chance on having hate bill defeats this time around, and we can stall those bills in the House Judiciary. Call all 40 members. If you don't have the time, call a few before going to work in the morning. Call a few during your lunch break. In no time at all, you will have left your freedom-saving message there with these judiciary members. Also, Ed, tell them, but please have your staff watch this 10-minute video at truthtellers.org, which will tell you exactly what's so dangerous about this legislation.
Ted, thanks so much again for your time tonight. God bless you. God keep you in your fight for righteousness against these evil hate crimes laws, and we'll continue to be in league with you and do everything we can to support your efforts. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, thanks so much, James and Winston.
Always a pleasure. Reverend Ted Pike, everybody. Winston, it doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't. Reverend Pike he's not just a go-to guy, but we go to him because we know that we get the straight story, we get the whole story, and I get encouragement whenever he says, "Hey, folks, we got to call on these things." That's good enough for me. I'll call because I know that he means every word he says. He's done the research, and when he starts saying he's concerned about a lack of action by Christians, that gets my attention, and we need to take this up.
I know you'll be calling on Monday, Winston.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Well, there you have it, folks. And again, I know we sound like a broken record, but it really is that important. I mean, you know, certainly to an extent we're here to inform and entertain, but to an even greater extent we're here to do something good and provide tangible results for our people. That's what this show's here for. We want to be entertaining. We want to be informing. We want people to enjoy the program. For a variety of different reasons, but there's nothing more important than rising up and to take our positions on the watchtower, and that is why sometimes we go overboard in repeating certain information like websites and contact numbers, particularly when there's something afoot like this, something that has to be met with a lot of veracity right away. We'll talk about it more on the other side. Sit tight. The Cesspool returns in just a moment.
Way, there's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
the new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I don't know about you, Winston, but there's nothing that I like to do more than sit on, pick up the phone, call and protest the hate crimes bill while enjoying a nice, hot, nutty cup of hemp coffee. What about you?
You're badly in need of a life, my friend.
Wait, calling and protesting the hate crimes bill isn't...
I've not tried that hemp coffee. I'm an aficionado of community coffee. It's growing pretty close to home here, but I'm willing to try some hemp coffee. Why not?
Yeah, me too. Where do you go from there? Every week I hear that spot about hemp coffee right before the last 30 minutes, and I just, something within my genetic structure makes me comment on it every week, and I don't know why. Every week I make a smart aleck comment about hemp coffee.
They're good sponsors. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our sponsors to try the product.
There you go. So I'm going to do it. We'll do it next week and give a report. But, all right, that being said, you know it's getting close to midnight. But, Winston, we got to talk about Michael Steele. Okay. The question is, will Michael Steele resign before the Republican Party implodes? I guess it's already imploded if you look at it practically. But anyway, he's making the Republican Party an even bigger laughingstock than it already is. That's hard to do. He's making a fool out of himself with all this ghetto abonics that he does. When he goes on national TV, now keep in mind, this is the black chairman of the national RNC, the Republican Party National Committee. He is their head honcho, and he goes on and talks about bling bling and being and stuff being off the hook, quote unquote, and how he's going to revitalize the Republican Party with a hip hop makeover in order to get more young Latino and black voters into the GOP fold, which will never happen. Then he goes on national TV and agrees with D.L. Hewley when he opines that the GOP convention, quote, literally look like the Nazi Party, end quote. And then to that, the Republican Party chairman responded by saying, yes, it literally did. Now, could you imagine, Winston, a white Republican chairman saying that his party looked like a Nazi convention in Denver and him not being kicked out of the party? Could you imagine?
No, I can't. It'd be like me saying, "Well, gee, you know, the White House is starting to look like some oogum boogum gathering in deep dark Kenya, you know."
As chairman of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And then them not doing well. And then if that wasn't bad enough, I mean, the guy. Have you seen any of his interviews? I know we've got a few on YouTube on our website. All of this is blogged and documented extensively at our blog. At thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you've been tied up with more important matters and you didn't get a chance to just, I mean, truly what a cesspool this story is, if you haven't really been able to inundate yourself in the details of the story, it's all, we got a running clock of it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But
our good friend John Tate has written a dynamite commentary on Michael Steele's ascension to the helm of the Republican Party, I think you linked to it on our blog, don't you, James?
Yeah, we sure did, and it's a great article that, and they can read that and more by going to the blog. But yeah, and John talks about a lot of the things we're talking about. And anyway, this guy goes on. He says his party looks like the Nazi Party, and we got to get more blacks and Hispanics in there. He talks ghetto Ebonics in interviews. Then he goes on. And in that same interview that he said that the Republican nominating, the McCain nominating convention looked like the Nazi rally, he called Rush Limbaugh's radio show incendiary and ugly. And then the next day he goes back and says he was just being inarticulate. What he really meant to say by incendiary and ugly was that Rush is a great man and liberals should get off his back. And to that, all of the black people, which already were never going to vote for the Republican candidate anyway. By the way, Michael Steele said in one of his appearances that his new motto for the Republican Party was that the Republican Party freed the slaves, the Democrats freed the terrorists, never mind the fact that 95% of those freed slaves never vote Republican. They always vote Democrat. But nevertheless, even the blacks who already hate the Republicans to begin with are saying what a joke this black figurehead is by basically saying that he's Rush Limbaugh's little boy. It's just, you couldn't script a more gruesome deconstruction of the Republican Party than what they're writing for themselves.
A political party could not write a more precise suicide note. There it is, writ large. This Republican Party is committing suicide. There it is.
He looks like, you know, he's a clown. And he looks like a gutless, groveling Uncle Tom to the people he's trying to bring into the party by his most recent actions. And before that, he was just a buffoon. But, I mean, you know, saying he's going to pimp out the Republican Party. I mean, could you imagine, Winston? And this is the party supposedly for the white voters. But hell, you know, as far as the Limbaugh-Michael Steele fight goes, even President Rahm Emanuel himself said that Rush is the real leader of the GOP.
But, say that Michael Steele is able to pick up, you know, 20 or 30 black voters. You know, how is that going to make up for the hundreds of thousands of white European Americans who are going to be leading
the party? That he's running off. I don't see how the Republican Party – I don't know what I'd rather be, a leper or a Republican. I mean, this. Of course, you know, Winston, we've always voted for the right candidate, be it Pat Buchanan or Chuck Baldwin or Michael Perutka or Ron Paul, even in the primaries. I had to hold my nose and vote Republican in the primary for Ron Paul, which is the only Republican I've ever voted for. But think if you were honestly if you were still naive enough to believe that the Republicans were the lesser of two evils, or you were still naive enough to believe that they were actually doing something good for the conservative cause, I mean, and you're a good, you go to bat for the Republicans in the court of public opinion, you donate to that godforsaken party. If you had really invested in the well-being of the Republican Party, but you were halfway honest with yourself, how would you take all this?
Well, as I alluded to a few minutes ago, you're going to see the traditional loyal foundation of the Republican Party bolting. They're just not going to tolerate this. They see that their party has become
I've been thinking that since 1996, though, Winston. Yeah. I don't know.
But there are. I'm talking about the true believers, the ones who are going to say it's my Republican Party, right or wrong. Those are the ones who are now going to be saying, you know, even I can't abide this any longer. But where are they going to go? Where are they going to go?
Well, maybe home or to the rifle range or something. I don't care where they go. I mean, that's a good question. Where do they go? But no matter where they go, or if they go nowhere else at all, they shouldn't be supporting this Republican Party. This Republican Party is not the party of the conservative white man anymore. Or the conservative white family, or the Christian family. It's not. It's a joke. It's almost as big of a joke as the Democratic Party. And think of how far they had to fall to get there.
Art Frith, the lord of the board, just sent me a IM. He says, Rush jumped on Steele's butt on Monday, reminding Steele that Rush, even gave Steele airtime on his show. And I remember that. Rush did give Michael Steele time on his show. And that you should not dump on people who supported you in the past. Then on Tuesday came the apology.
Well, and you know, another thing that's almost even more incredible than that is that this guy, the chairman of the Republican Party, compared his party to Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Which would be giving him too much credit, number one. But besides that, the problem here is that now everybody should have called for his resignation when he compared the GOP convention to the Nazi party. He should have been canned on the spot. I mean, there's just no how did he get away with that? Okay. No white Republican leader has called for his dismissal because, of course, that would be racist.
Exactly.
And that would ruin their plan of winning the next election by raising their black vote from 0% to 0.1%. But one person finally came out and called for his head, and it was a Republican National Committee member by the name of Ada Fisher. And guess what? Ada Fisher is a black Republican committeeman. So white Republicans are still, after all the buffoonery of Steele, their chairman, all the way up to calling them Nazis, are so scared to criticize him because they're afraid of being called a racist or being politically incorrect. We know, of course, that he only got the job, Steele did, because he's black. And a white man who did the same stuff would have been sent packing weeks ago. But still, whites are still too gutless to state the obvious or deal with the huge problem he's causing, so they left it to a black Republican to call for his head. That's just pathetic.
James, here's what's happening. This is kind of an extended analogy, but follow me on this.
Okay.
Roland Burris became the junior senator from Illinois because he claimed racism, right?
Pays off in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, so he claimed racism, and he got in. Now the Democrats find out, hey, he lied, and he knew he lied in order to get this position. He knew that he had had contact with the criminal governor of Illinois. He knew that he had tried to raise funds for him. He knew all that he lied to get to become the senator. I'm messing that up. But he lied, and he knew he was lying. But he got in. And now when they find out that he lied, they can't get rid of him because to do so would be racist. And I think we need a new word in our lexicon. We'll call it burrising. If you accuse someone of racism in order to get a position when you know you don't deserve it, you're burrising them. And that's what Michael Steele is doing. He's burrising the Republican Party.
Well, Winston, just like Barack Obama comes up with a new spending bill every day, you come up with a new word. Only your words catch on.
I'm the Ambrose Bierce of the political cesspool.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, you don't know who Ambrose Bierce was, do you?
No. Come on.
He was an author, an American author.
All right. Got to go to the phones. We're running out of time. I hate to leave callers on the line, but does anybody have an opinion about Steele versus Limbaugh? It wasn't much of a battle, but let's go to Jim in Missouri.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that's giving us too much credit, Jim, but go ahead.
We don't have to take
that. That might be. Okay, here's the deal. Why are we talking about Republicans and Democrats? Why are we talking about liberals and conservatives? Because that is a bunch of hogwash.
What's a bunch of hogwash?
Why don't we talk about who's for the Constitution and who isn't?
Well, then we wouldn't have anybody to talk about.
Yeah, right? None of them are.
Well, but that's the problem. But the time is here because the people have had enough. This diatribe between Republicans and Democrats, liberals, conservatives, all this hogwash. No, it's what is it that you believe in? Do you support your Constitution or do you not?
Of course they don't. We do, but they don't.
Well, okay, then we got to quit playing their game. They are pitting Republicans. You know, what's a Republican?
Yeah,
what's
it's nothing. I mean, no, you're
what's
making
a conservative?
An obvious. You're making a very obvious point here. There is no difference between the two parties, and there is no difference between a liberal and a conservative anymore. I mean, you couldn't be any more correct. The only reason we're talking about it tonight is just because this whole situation with Steele is so preposterous that hell, you got to talk about it because it's just like a train wreck. I mean, it's what you talk about.
It's a freak show.
It's a freak show.
Not to denigrate freaks.
But let's go to Jim in Buffalo before we run out of time. And thank you for the point, Jim in Missouri. You did bring up the obvious, is that there is no difference, and we shouldn't be wasting our time talking about it. But it's late, and, you know, what the hell. Jim in Buffalo.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too, James. No, you know what? We do need to talk about it. There isn't any difference, but we still need to talk about it because that's the big problem, isn't it, that there isn't any difference. What's the point of having two parties or three if they all think alike and they're all afraid to speak and they all pander to the same group of people at the expense of everybody else?
And keep in mind also, Jim, that a lot of people still believe that there are a difference. And these, you know, for these poor souls, I guess they need to hear the truth. But I guess most of the listeners in RBN are, you know, well beyond that. But
well, yeah, but you know, if you're trying to get through to the average schmo who out there who, you know, gets their news from Fox or CNN, you're not going to get very far. There's some thick-headed people out there who believe anything CNN tells them, unfortunately, and that's it. There's no other way around it. But this whole thing with Steele is just appalling. I mean, it is appalling. You know, and why is everybody, by the way, so focused on what Rush Limbaugh's doing lately anyway? Who cares about Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, he's a clown, too. I mean, you know, we've called him out on the blog. You know, there's no doubt about it. He might be as bad as Steele, but nevertheless,
I mean, he's a talk show host, for crying out loud, guys, you know?
What's wrong with talk show hosts?
Well, I mean, if you want to say, well, look, okay, I'm being nice, okay? And the thing is that while Rome is burning, the Democrats are worried about what Rush Limbaugh's up to. Come on, okay?
That was a cartoon in the newspaper this morning.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Jim must not have caught that. We got about a minute. Recap that real quick, Winston. It was a good one.
Here's a picture of Obama dressed as a Roman senator or a Roman statesman, and he's playing a fiddle, and on the music stand in front of him is the music titled Rush Limbaugh, and behind him you see all these flames as Rome is burning. So
they're fiddling about
Rush Limbaugh while America is burning.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Hey, always good to hear from you, Jim. Thanks
Same
for your
here.
Support.
Take care, guys.
I love Jim in Buffalo. He does a good job.
I love
job.
Our audience.
And this is another man that puts his money where his mouth is and his time and effort where his mouth is. And he runs a radio station up there that carries the cesspool. And
a very worthwhile hobby.
Yeah. So you can't do more than that. I wish there were a lot more of him, that's for sure.
It's been a great show.
We've had a good show. We've had some fun here. I guess if you could have fun with such a pitiful situation. We've made light of it, and you need to have moments of levity, too, because we were talking about a very serious issue with Ted Pike and obviously with Joe McCutchen even earlier in the show back 3 hours ago. And we do talk about a lot of serious issues that are really matters of grave concern, life and death even. And then, of course, we take the time to parody and roast the clowns out there, of whom there are a plenty. But we got just a couple of seconds to break. We're going to go to that break and listen to our fine sponsors, try to sell you some goods, and then me and Winston will be back to wrap up the show right after this. So stay tuned for the conclusion of the Political Cesspool right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
You know, 3 hours just isn't enough. I say it about this time of show every Saturday night. But there are several stories that I had intended to bring to your attention tonight, but just didn't have the time to do. So you're going to have to go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and read them for yourself. A story out of Niagara Falls, New York. Maybe Jim up in Buffalo has heard about this one. A woman, Winston, found out just what freedom meant when she tried to decide who's allowed to rent a room in her own home. Anyway, this is a woman renting out a room in her own house, and she basically put out a sign that said whites only, and anyway, she found out that she doesn't live. Well, she said this when the police came to her door. She said, "I can do what I want. I live in America." Well, she found out that she doesn't live in America anymore. She lives in Martin Luther King's Equality Wonderland. And she certainly can't do what she wants when it comes to deciding who to rent a room to, unless they're David Duke, and then any hotel can kick him out, as we learned in Memphis. So the double standards continue. Wanted to explore that one a little bit further, but just not the time tonight, maybe next week. And Jerry Springer. We were talking about the degeneracy of the Harvey Milk situation earlier. Jerry Springer's show will now be tax-subsidized. It's moving from Chicago to Connecticut because the state has promised them substantial tax credits. Talk about a freak show, Winston. State of Connecticut offering tax subsidies if Jerry Springer produces and airs his show from that state. How about that? That's the news. That's the country. If that's not fodder for the cesspool, I don't know what is.
The poor woman who said she can do anything she wants with her property because she lives in America. The sad fact is, James, that we do not live in America as most people conceive of America. There's no use trying to reclaim the culture. The culture is gone, folks. Right now, it's a scramble for self-defense until we can come up with something better. And right now, it looks like our best hope is some of the sovereignty movements that we see taking place in state legislatures, and ultimately secession. I think we're going to see more and more of secession, which is why these states' rights movements, these sovereignty movements, are going to be attacked viciously. Can you imagine the ADL having to deal with a couple of dozen state governments rather than one national government? They're not going to want that. They're going to want the power concentrated in one place so that they can enact their edicts in one fell swoop.
Well, if anything that promising is ever going to manifest itself, it's going to have to be because the people make it happen, because I still don't trust. I still just think these sovereignty movements, as great as they sound on paper, are too good to be true because the government is the one. These state legislatures are the ones pushing them, and I haven't seen anything good come out of state government since the 1860s. But that's got to be the final word for tonight. We're out of time. We'll see you next week until we see you on the website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But until then, we'll see you next Saturday right here. Good night. God bless you. For Winston Smith, I'm James Edwards. Winston, it was great being with you tonight. Remember, everybody, to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you. Good night, everybody.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With recent international flight from